Fulton Basketball is on the air. East Tennessee's most exciting broadcast of high school basketball begins with the Falcon pregame report, featuring a preview of tonight's game and news and notes from around the area. Then stay tuned for the live play-by-play broadcast of the four-time region champion Fulton Lady Falcons and the five-time state champion Fulton Falcons basketball team. Fulton Basketball, on your home of Falcon Athletics since 1952, Falcon Radio 91.1 WKCS Knoxville. Now let's go to the gym for another exciting evening of Fulton Basketball.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Murphy Center. Today, a top five matchup will decide who will play for a gold ball tomorrow afternoon, and it features two of the top players in the state of Tennessee. Upperman's Mr. Basketball, Ty Cobb, and Fulton's Mr. Basketball runner-up, Nick Steen, both averaging over 20-plus points all season long. It's two teams with contrasting styles as well. Fulton's pace of play will look to speed up the Bees from Baxter, and Upperman will look for an early lead in order to slow this game down. Both sides, gritty wins on Wednesday in the quarterfinal round, and it has set the stage for what should be a heavyweight fight today at the Glass House. It's the 3A state semifinals, Fulton and Upperman with a spot in the state final on the line, and it's coming up next right here on Falcon Radio. Back after this with the starters, a look at the stats, and then it will be time for tip-off here from Murfreesboro as you listen to Fulton Basketball 91.1 WKCS Knoxville.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID, or visit your local DMV, and then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
Back here at MTSU, time for the starting lineups. First for the Bees from Upperman, the defending state champs from a season ago, a record of 31-5, led by head coach Bobby McWilliams, the champions from District 7 and Region 4. Again, Ty Cobb, Mr. Basketball, averaging 29 points a game, 4.5 assists per game. Joseph Maynard, a sophomore, 6'4". Jack Torrance, a senior, standing at 5'10". Collier Bush, a senior at 6'1", and the big guy down low, Colton Johnson, a 6'4" junior, averaging 12.5 points per game, 9.5 rebounds, nearly a double-double for the workhorse down low for the Bees. For Fulton, a win on Wednesday against Portland, 59-50, got them to this point. Nick Steen with another double-double, 23-12 in the win. He starts out the starting lineup for the Falcons. Chaz Wood had 8 points in just 12 minutes of action on Wednesday. The young sophomore with some crucial time in order to get that win for Fulton. Rajon Womble, one of three seniors on this team. Justin Burris, another senior for the Falcons. He had a great game with 10 points in the quarterfinal win. And the big man down low, he'll have his hands full. Jamari Martin, all those guys, Martin, Burris, Womble, and Wood, have to stay out of foul trouble. That was a big key in why that game was so close on Wednesday. Another key, Coach Cox, is those are your starting lineups. Tommy Sweat alongside me, longtime Fulton assistant coach Jonathan Cox. The key, Fulton played a little careless. They took gambles that they really didn't need to take. No disrespect to Portland. Fulton should have won the game on Wednesday by 15 to 20 points. Instead, it was close down the stretch. Fulton's got to play a lot smarter today to get a win against a very solid Upperman team.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you look at the game plan today, it's obviously out-rebound Upperman, value the basketball, and I think how many free throws Ty Cobb get at the end of this night will tell us the story of the game, because I feel like if we can offensive rebound like we have the last couple weeks, I mean, you look at the Clinton game, we killed them on the glass. You look at Portland, killed them on the glass. We got to continue to rebound at a high level, defend at a high level, and, man, we got to play smart. This team's athletic, but we got to play smart. The turnovers can't be 10 at half. If they are, it won't be good.
Fulton had 16 turnovers in the win against Portland on Wednesday. You mentioned the free throw mark for Ty Cobb. He was 10 of 14 at the line. You said in the pregame before we went on air, if we keep him at 8 to 10 free throw attempts, maybe he gets around that 15 to 20 point margin. That's a lot better if he's shooting it 15 to 18 times at the line and you're giving him free points. It all depends as well. This is a tough game for the officials to officiate. You've got Mr. Basketball runner-up Nick Steen. He draws a lot of fouls, has all season long for Fulton. And then you've got Cobb, who knows how to take it to the rim. He's going to force the officials to blow the whistle. So it really does depend on how physical they let him play or if it's a tight game. Fulton got in foul trouble against Portland on Wednesday, and that was a big reason why it was close down the stretch. And Upperman, they played a physical game on Wednesday against South Gibson. It was South Gibson's first ever trip here to Murfreesboro. They brought a huge crowd. They came out and popped Upperman in the mouth, and it was physical down the stretch, but Upperman made the plays that they needed to make in order to get the win. As the starting lineups are now being introduced to the crowd, a great crowd on hand tonight for this first 3A state semifinal. The 2A semifinals are set. Chat Prep will face Westview tomorrow afternoon, and the winner of this game tonight will face either Alcoa and Tullahoma tomorrow at 1:30 Central Time for a gold ball. It's Fulton in the road, the home black uniforms with Fulton in white across the chest, trimmed in maroon. Upperman in the road, white uniforms with a U and a B across the center of the stripe, as it will be Jamari Martin and Joseph Menard. Ball is in the air. We are underway from the Murphy Center. Upperman wins the tap. Ty Cobb has it in the backcourt, and the Bees will work right to left offensively as you listen in the first half. He throws it right side here to Torrance. Ball above his head. Fulton in there, man-to-man defense. Cole Johnson has it at the MT logo with Jamari Martin right on his hip. Throws it now to Bush on the left side. Upperman starting this possession a good 30 feet away from their own basket. Good defensive pressure here from Fulton to start.
We need this game to be called physical.
Here's Maynard, left side. Steen guards him. He reverses out, picks up his dribble. He finds Cobb. Great possession here. Womble draws the assignment on Ty Cobb, the Mr. Basketball. 40 seconds in, Cobb drives, kicks it to Torrance, left side. Three is up, but he traveled. Exactly right. Took two steps before he even took a dribble there in the left corner. Torrance had a good look, but it's a travel. And a great possession there. Over 40 seconds you have to defend, but you come up with a stop. And now it will be Fulton. Left to right offensively as you listen, as Upperman comes out in a little three-quarter shell pressure. Steen gets it across the stripe. He's met by Torrance, and the Bees in a 2-3 zone, which we saw on Wednesday in their quarterfinal win. Let's see how the zone offense works for the Big Maroon. Here's Chaz Wood on the right side.
Yeah, we got our zone motion going right here. We'll just run Jamari short corner, and we'll utilize the four guards going trying to get somebody in the middle like Steen for an open look.
Martin had it in the short corner. He kicks it out to Burris. Now it's Steen on the right wing. Free throw line extended. Chaz Wood gets it on the right elbow. Jump shot looked good from 15 feet. That's a good shot. Couldn't get it to go. Fulton's got to get back. Cobb with the rebound up to Torrance. Torrance can't finish at the rim. Grabs the rebound on his back. Throws it to Johnson. And Johnson's layup is up and good. So a good shot from Chaz Wood, but the miss and the rebound from Cobb. Upperman got out in transition. The O-board and the putback from Johnson. And Upperman leads 2-0. 1 minute into this state semifinal game. Womble lines up on the left side for Fulton and knocks it down. Fulton grabs the lead for the first time today on a big three from the senior. He's got to have a great game tonight if Fulton wants to play for a state title tomorrow. That's a great start for Rajon Womble. 2 minutes first quarter. Here's Cobb up the floor.
You know, Rajon has two names. He has Rajon, or regular season Ray, and postseason Ray, and we need postseason Ray tonight.
Johnson's got all four as Cobb throws it inside to the big man, and another reverse layup for Cole Johnson. He's got all four for the Bees, and Upperman grabs the lead 4-3. 5:45 left to play in the first quarter.
I wonder if they're going to do the same thing where they go 2-2-1, full court into 2-3 first half, then come play man-to-man second half. I think they try to protect a couple of their guys on defense.
Chaz Wood has it out front. Now here's Steen. Pass inside of the free throw line. Burris, a good look. Great offense there. Burris nails the 10-footer. Fulton back in front by a point. It's 5-4. Here's Maynard. Breaks the full court press. Trying to get back tapped by Steen. He throws it out to Bush, the shooter on the right wing. No good. Defensive rebound, Steen. Fulton has numbers. Here comes Nick. Down inside the lane. Finishes Nick at the rim. Coast to coast off the defensive rebound for Steen, and Fulton leads by a field goal, 7-4, 3 minutes into this first quarter.
I like what Fulton's done. They've tried to get the ball to Cobb's hand before half court and then see if Upperman can play.
Cobb breaks the press. He drives inside, and Steen rips it away from him, and they call a jump ball on the possession arrow to Fulton. Great hands there from Nick Steen. He rips it away from Cobb underneath the rim. We've got a stoppage here. Joe Hairston and Albie Harris in for Chaz Wood and Jamari Martin as Carmine Phillips at the scores table for Upperman. Will
I think he walked before the
It looked like he got an extra step. I would agree. Phillips in for Bush. First sub for Upperman. Yeah, I'm glad you saw that, too. I didn't say anything, but it looked like Cobb driving inside maybe got an extra step. Didn't matter. Steen ripped it away from him, and the alternate possession gives it back to Fulton.
Just clear out. Get in the corner, Albie. That's what
Philly pass. Steen throws it away. Picked up by Torrance. Womble steals it right back. Falling out of bounds. Taps it back to Steen. Steen dribbling through traffic. He's fouled in the backcourt. A dangerous pass from Nick. Turned it over. That time some hectic dribbling, but he's bailed out by the whistle. And that will be the first team foul against Upperman. First team foul of the game.
Keep it low tonight,
Lofton Crouch checks in for Jack Torrance.
Yeah, Nick's just got that ball up in his armpits when he's dribbling. Got to get the ball lower.
Steen throws it into Burris. Upperman in this 2-3 zone. Here's Hairston in the short corner. Double team. Cross court pass to Burris on the left wing.
One more.
Top of the circle to Steen. He drives in on Phillips. Leaves it now for Albie. Phillips with great defense there on the perimeter.
So they've went matchup here. They've moved Cobb up front to cover the high post.
Womble has it at the right elbow. Kick in the corner to Burris. Three on the way. Too strong. Steen on the backside rebound. And it's last touch by Maynard from Upperman. So it will stay with Fulton underneath. And a nice job on the backside box out from Steen. Good look from Burris, but it was too strong. Still 7-4 Fulton. 4:05 left to play in the first quarter. Burris gets it into Womble on the left wing. On a shuffle to his feet, he gets away with it. Drives baseline, kicks it out to Steen. Top of the circle. Here's Albie, right wing three. Rattles, no good. Offensive board, Steen gives it to Burris. Burris inside, has it deflected, right to Steen on the low block. A shot
fake,
up and under, good. 6-0 run for the Big Maroon. And it's 9-4 Falcons. Steen relentless on the glass, 3 of 3. Fulton made their last three from the field. And a steal. Womble steals it away from Maynard. Falling out of bounds. He gives it to Harris. Fulton in transition. Here's Harris. Pull up 15-footer. Too strong. Steen, another O-board. Put back. Rattles, no. Rebound Johnson. And a good rebound there from Colton Johnson. A foul is on Hairston, but a great burst from Fulton. Do you like that shot from Harris from 15 feet? Maybe you like to see him attack it, but still a good look. Just didn't go down.
You let players play, man.
Exactly.
He was feeling it. He practiced that shot every day. He's going to make
good.
That shot. Absolutely. You got to let players play.
Fulton on a 6-0 run over the last 2 minutes.
Absolutely. And we've got 3-0 boards in those last 2 minutes as well.
Phillips and Krauts will sub out as Bush and Torrance back in. Rajon Womble and Burris will grab a seat. Kiaris Cox, Will Dixon in for Fulton for the first time tonight. And it's Fulton 9, Upperman 4. 3:20 left to play in the first quarter. Upperman started slow Wednesday against South Gibson, and Mr. Basketball Ty Cobb with no points so far tonight. Great job Fulton defensively on him. On cue, Cobb down low, has his shot rejected by Hairston, and it's sent out of bounds. And Fulton's making Cobb's life very hard underneath. He looks a little frustrated. Now he'll get his, but still a great job to start for the Falcons. 3:11 left to play in the first quarter. Cobb will throw it in underneath for the Bees. Throws it out to Johnson.
Cannot leave the bet.
Johnson trying to go back to Cobb. He wasn't ready for it. Stolen away by Steen. And then Cobb picks up a silly foul at half court. Steen going the other way. And that's the first foul on Ty Cobb. Second team foul against Upperman. You saw it exactly. Cobb threw it into Johnson. He wanted to go right back to Cobb on the baseline, and he wasn't ready for it. Steen with the steal.
And that's what Jody's telling Kiaris, though. Kiaris went to
gamble.
You can't leave the best player on the floor wide open. Luckily, Cobb ran the play and didn't realize what Kiaris had done, and we got a steal.
Yeah, Kiaris came on the double team, and he left Ty Cobb open, and then Cobb ran out of the baseline. It's a timeout Upperman. Steen came away with the steal. That's the first foul against Ty Cobb. Still very early, but he doesn't look comfortable. Colton Johnson has all four for Upperman. They've got no offensive rhythm, so really a perfect start for Fulton, much like they had on Wednesday. Let's see if they can sustain it going in for the last three of this first quarter.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a good job of guarding the back screen action. That's every time Cobb passes the ball from top to top, they're trying to send him a back screen and get him isolated in the post. We're going to do a good job of guarding that action. If the guy catching the ball on the back screen, he's fine. He's not going to score from that far out.
Harris, top of the circle. Left side here for Steen. Now here's Kiaris Cox. Upperman still in this 3-2 zone. Steen double team, gives it back to Albee. Top of the circle, three for Albee. Leaves it short. Rebound being battled for underneath. And Kiaris Cox grabs it, puts it up. Can't get it to go. Maynard the O-board. And they're going to get Hairston with a shove. That's his second. So Jamari Martin will have to come back in. Hairston with quick two. And the ball will change hands to Upperman going the other way. Good look there from Kiaris. Just maybe rushed it a little bit. Missed the bunny. Martin back in for Hairston, who will sit down with two fouls.
He got caught in a tough spot right there. He takes one more dribble. He's got an easy layup. He picked it up one dribble too quick. Didn't know where he was. We got to keep winning the battle of the boards.
Fulton dominating the glass, 6-3. Cobb baseline drives. Can he finish? No. Great defense from Cox. And
great
a defensive
help.
Rebounds there from Jamari Martin. Cobb still scoreless.
Great help from Jamari. He just built a wall right there. He had nowhere to go.
2:30 left. Steen kicks it right corner for Harris. Had a look, but will lift it up. Bounce pass over to Dixon. Now here's Cox in the short corner to Jamari Martin. Maynard all over him. Picks it up. Harris drives in. Steen, right corner three on the way. Right corner three just off the mark. Rebound Torrance. They battle for it. And then they've got a late whistle.
It's a walk.
And they're going to say a walk on Torrance. And then a bench warning on Bobby McWilliams as the head coach for Upperman wanted a foul on Cox. Instead, a travel on Torrance, his young junior. And Fulton comes away with a break. Upperman is frustrated.
Well, you know, yesterday he whined, or Thursday, excuse me,
he
whined the whole game.
He did.
And this guy's finally just had enough, and we're 6 minutes into the game. Hope this don't change the complexion of how this game's called. We want it to be physical.
Steen pass inside to Dixon. The freshman with a big three, top of the circle. It's a 9-0 run for the Falcons. They lead it 12-4.
Turning. We got him.
Torrance lost the handle. Stolen away by Steen, and a foul's on Torrance. Dixon ripped it away from him. Torrance grabbed his arm, and Fulton, a 9-0 run over the last 3:45. And a dominant start to this one.
He dribbled it right where he wanted him to. You go up the sideline, you turn him into the trap. Nick was there, and that's exactly what we want. That's how we got to speed him up.
Steen off the inbound.
Got to get what we want right here. Be patient.
Fulton with all kinds of momentum. Throws it up. Dixon bailed out, threw it to Harris, and it's a kickball. That should have been a steal, but Bush kicked it with his left foot. Fulton comes away with a break as coming in for Upperman, Carmine Phillips will check in for Jack Torrance. Burris and Chaz Wood back in. Nick Steen and Albie Harris will grab a seat. Again, Fulton on a 9-0 run over the last 3:37, 12-2 run over the last 4:30.
They're man. They went man. The last two times they've went zone on the inbounds, we've got what we've wanted. They're starting to go man.
Chaz Wood, top of the circle. Pass right side here to Burris. And again, Upperman in that man-to-man, as Coach Cox alluded to there. Chaz Wood, almost stolen away by Carmine Phillips. He tracks it down to the backcourt. Phillips right over him, and Chaz Wood spins away, drives inside. What a move from the sophomore. Almost stolen away by Phillips. Chaz Wood says thank you very much all the way to the rack. 11-0 run for the Big Maroon.
Man, he got shoved in the back on the play, and then it was over and back. We got away with one.
Cobb splits a defender, takes it inside, still scoreless, and he'll be rewarded with a foul and two free throw shots. He is absolutely out of his game. He's frustrated. Credit to Fulton's defensive pressure. Cobb will have a chance to score for the first time in this game. 1:07 left to play in this first frame.
Tommy, you
knew he was going to score. Sorry, you knew he was going to score in this first quarter. When was the last time he didn't score in a first quarter of a game? As he hits the first. Go ahead.
Absolutely. No, I was just going to say, I wonder how long it is before Jody starts trapping the ball screen. I think if you get the ball out of Cobb's hand, we had success with that his freshman year. We would trap him up at the top of the ball screen. I think he turned it over like seven times that night.
Yep.
You just got to get the ball out of his hand. Whatever you can do to get him to pass it to a teammate and make them play fast.
Cobb goes 2-for-2, his first 2 points, and it's 14-6, Fulton, and it stops an 11-0 run. Upperman. Burris gets it across the time stripe. 1 minute left to play in the opening quarter. It's been all Fulton here at the Murphy Center.
Let's hold it for the last, Tommy.
Wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, just go clock right here. They're not guarding you.
Womble out front. Got to be smart with it. Nick Steen off the floor. Dixon inside off a pass from Burris. Has a good look. Great backdoor pass to Womble. takes it all the way to the short corner, relocates, and a 10-footer no good. Rebound Cobb. Upperman wants to run. Here comes Mr. Basketball inside, and his first field goal is up and good. Could have been an and one, but no foul is called. Now Upperman on a 4-0 run. It's 14-8 Fulton. 30 seconds left to play in the first quarter. A good look from Rajon, just couldn't get it to fall.
Yeah, great look. We had Chaz wide open at the top of the key, though, and I'd like to see us just take the last shot right there after he didn't get a layup.
13 seconds. Burris dribbles it out near midcourt. They'll go with about seven. Upperman in a 2-3 zone. Here it is, seven on the clock. Burris drives inside. Offensive foul. Illegal screen on the freshman, Will Dixon, shuffling his feet as Burris went on the drive. And now Upperman with a chance to add to their 4-0 scoring run. 5.9 seconds left to play. Torrance will check in for the final possession as Carmine Phillips will be subbed out.
Well, Will's brought a couple good things. He's got to calm down on offense.
Bush gets it into Cobb, 94 feet away.
Gotta help.
Three,
gotta help.
Two,
gotta help.
One. Cobb, a three-pointer at the horn. Oof, looked good. Left it short. But what an effort in the first 8 minutes. An 11-0 run to lead by as many as 10. Upperman does in the quarter on a 4-0 run. It's 14-8 after 8 minutes. And the Falcons look impressive. Let's see if Upperman can find some sort of rhythm. But after one, 14-8, Big Maroon, as you listen. High school basketball, 91.1 WKCS, Knoxville.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Being a true American means more than just baseball, blue jeans, and rock and roll. Being an American also means taking responsibility. So if you're a man turning 18, do your part. Register with Selective Service. It keeps you eligible for college loans, government jobs, and job training. Plus, it's the law. To register, log on to www.sss.gov or pick up a Selective Service registration card at any post office. Be a man and register.
Back here at the Murphy Center, 8 minutes on the second quarter clock. It will be Upperman basketball as they end the first frame on a 4-0 run. Still down six. Backdoor cut. Cobb takes it all the way to the rim. And a set play gets Cobb another easy at the rim. Good backdoor cut there from Bush. He's now got six. And the last six for Upperman. And it's 14-10 Fulton. But a pretty pass inside. Womble down to Martin. They fell asleep at the wheel. And Martin makes some pay. 16-10 Fulton. 30 seconds into the second quarter.
I just wonder what they're trying to get out of their half-court pressure or full-court pressure.
Talking about Upperman?
Yeah, but Upperman's trying to press us, and we're
doesn't really seem like it's working.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to slow us down, but we're getting what we want right immediately in the first part of the possession.
Maynard, left elbow. Now to Johnston out beyond the arc. Cross-court pass to Bush. He can shoot it, but good closeout by Wood. And then here's Phillips. Ball tapped away from him for a moment by Steen. Grabs it back, drives baseline. Johnston now in the corner.
Help.
I get it to Cobb on a curl. Drives inside. Man, it looks like he's getting an extra step every time he drives inside. Instead, he takes it to the rack. He's fouled by Steen, and he will have another chance at 3 points with two more free throws.
Yeah, we got to jump to the ball. We cannot let him curl those back screens and the cross screens, because if he does get going downhill, it's just impossible to stop him.
Cobb at the line to shoot two. 1:02 gone in the second quarter. First one is up, and it's good.
So we're looking at these free throw numbers for him. We said 10 is the magic one. He's getting ready to shoot his fourth one here with 9 minutes of game time.
Finn Sissom in for the first time tonight. Jack Torrance back in playing with two fouls. Carmine Phillips and Collier Bush will sub out as Cobb goes 2-for-2. He's now got eight. And it's 16-12. Fulton, Steen drives inside, leaves it for Martin. Almost lost the handle, gets it back. Back to the basket, looking for Wood. Pull up in the short corner from Chaz. Battle, bangs, no good. And again, I believe Sissom pushed Steen down low. Great box out there from Nick. As that will be Finn Sissom's first foul in his first 30 seconds of game time.
They're going man.
They're in man.
16-12, Fulton. Burris will throw it in. Upperman switches to that man-to-man. Burris throws it out to Steen, guarded by Maynard. Steen behind the back dribble. Had a shot, kicks it out. Womble, three on the way. Three is good. Rajon Womble, two big ones from beyond the arc. He's got six. Fulton leads by seven. Martin with a steal. Going the other way. Here comes Jamari. Layup is off the glass, and Cobb slapped it. That's a goaltend. Yeah, Martin with a steal and the score, and it's 21-12. Upperman fans don't like it, but what a beautiful play from Jamari.
Oh, great play. Good way to get your hand. When you're guarding a guy like Johnson, he can't beat him off the dribble. He's not athletic enough, so come up and pressure him, and they try to use him as the pressure release.
9-point lead for Fulton. 21-12, they lead it. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Torrance walks it up, playing with two fouls. Dribbles left side. Here's Johnson now. Ball above his head. Throws it left side for Torrance. Dangerous pass, but he grabs it.
Good
and
job.
Then Torrance throws it into the tunnel at the Murphy Center. Looking for Maynard down low, and nobody grabs it except for a security guard before it goes down the Murphy Center tunnel. A turnover for Upperman.
Nick Steen's post defense right there was the difference. He was behind him, and as he caught it, he got around him. He tried to throw it to him quick, and there was nobody there.
Sissom checks out. Collier-Bush back in.
Let's see what they're doing here. All right, they're going 1-3-1.
That's their, what, third defense they've tried against Fulton. Steen inside to Wood. Kind of rushed a 10-footer. Left it short. Rebound goes to Maynard. Maynard running the break. Johnson, left side. Not a shooter. Looking for Cobb. Gets it now, top of the circle. Cobb drives inside.
That's two on
Nick. And a shot is up. No good. Again, Steen whistled for the foul. And a big second foul there from Nick. He'll have to take a seat for the final 5:38 left in this one. Cobb back to the line to shoot free throws 5 and 6 tonight.
All right, let's remember this. 5:38 with 21-12, 5:38 to go, and Nick's going over to take a seat.
Cobb cans it. Dixon checks in for Nick.
Yeah, I'm interested to see if you'll trap the ball, the handoff and trap the ball screen. It gets the ball out of his hand, plus it puts Nick in a better spot. Nick's guarding their four guy, which their four guy is not involved in the pick and roll or the handoff.
They've got Cobb downhill a couple times, and when he's downhill, it's almost automatic.
No.
And that time he's rewarded with two more free throws as Jack Torrance will be subbed out. Phillips back in, and it's still a 7-point lead for Fulton, 21-14. But now Nick Steen on the bench for the final 5:30 left in this first half.
Stay behind him.
Dixon. Dribbles into a double team. Now he gets it out to Chaz Wood. Corner three from the sophomore. No good. Backside rebound. Martin. Put back is good. You can't box him out on the low block.
No,
Martin with four.
We noticed the other day he's just not real physical in there. And Jamari just gave him a little bump in the back, and he's wide open. Great rebound.
Cobb breaking down. Womble drives inside. Off the glass. No. Offensive board to Johnston. Shot is up. No good. But he's fouled by Martin. Great defense there from Womble as he bodied up on Cobb. Shot was no good, but it fell right to Johnson for the O board, and he has a chance at two free throws here. Scored the opening 4 points of the game for Upperman.
Yeah, just Cobb going downhill, got in a help situation again, and we got in a help situation. Left the backside rebound open.
Johnson hits the first. Upperman a perfect 7-for-7 from the stripe. Johnson goes 2-for-2, and it's 23-16.
Couple,
for Fulton.
A couple key stats is I think we've turned them over seven times already, maybe eight.
Nine
times. Okay, nine turnovers.
We have two turnovers. Oh, Burris almost traveled. Hits it up to Chaz Wood. 15-footer from Chaz. That's what you see every day in practice.
That's a three.
It's a big three. Looked like his foot was on the white line, but a big three from Chaz Wood. Steps into it, and it's 26-16 now. Cobb downhill again. Drives inside. Shot is good. Do they count
the
it? Blocking foul called on Chaz, and they do count. They count the foul. Jody Wright, words with Chaz Wood. You love the effort there from Chaz trying to take a charge. But Cobb getting downhill again. I mean, it's almost automatic. He's either going to get that or free throws. This time he has a bucket and a free throw. And one opportunity for Cobb. That's just him beating our guy off the bounce.
That's what I'm saying. Rajon's got to stay in front of him. We can't be in a help situation all night with him. But I will tell you this. We've missed two or three charges opportunities.
Cobb. Good in the foul. He's now got 13. 26-19. Lead staying at 7.
Got
for Fulton. And a turnover. Burris threw it away. Tapped away by Maynard. Johnson up the floor to Cobb. He's feeling it. Pulls up three on the left side. Big shot for Ty Cobb. He's Mr. Basketball for a reason. He sees a couple go down. That's 6 in a row for Cobb. And it's 26-22 Fulton.
Got to find a way to shorten the quarter, Tommy. It's Nick Steen, 2 fouls.
Dixon, a silly pass, throws it to Burris, and then him and Phillips get into it. Phillips, I wouldn't want to play against that guy. He's a fiery son of a gun. Phillips and Dixon battle for a board. You love the effort from both sides. The alternate possession will keep it with Fulton. But still, that's a break as Dixon kind of threw it at the knees of Burris. And he was able to get on it, but then he was tied up.
Yeah, Will's got to be solid with the basketball. He's almost turned it over 3 or 4 different times. He's got to be solid with the basketball here.
26-22, Fulton.
We're going 21 cutter. We should get somebody open the middle. There you go.
Burris inside, triple team. Gets it out to Womble, and he throws it away. Picked up by Phillips. Phillips dives on the sideline, tried to save it, but his foot was on the line. And now the Upperman crowd trying to give their team a little bit of a boost. A quick 6-0 run over the last 35 seconds for Ty Cobb and the Bees. Steen on the bench with 2 fouls. And if you're Fulton, you knew when he picked up that second, if you can get to the half with 4 or 5-point lead, you're okay with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's at 4 right now.
Cobb's got 16 points right now. Been to the foul line several times like we talked. We just got to shorten the half.
Wood, dangerous pass down low for Burris, and he's undercut there by Bush.
That will be a physical.
It is. Foul is on Bush. That is Upperman's second team foul of the quarter. And Upperman in this zone, their mascot is the Bees. They are swarming to the basketball, and Fulton's got to make solid passes. They've had a couple of lazy ones that Upperman's got their hands on. It hadn't hurt them yet, as Phillips and Bush will check out. And in for the first time tonight is Lofton Crouch. Jack Torrance back in. Burris throws it out front to Womble, almost stolen away by Cobb. Womble gets it back, pulls up from the free throw line. No. Rebound to Johnson. Johnson to Cobb. Cobb will walk it up the floor. With 3:30 left to play in the first half, Cobb's got the last 6 for the Bees.
Trap it.
They do, right in front of the scores table. Gets it out of his hands. Johnson, cross-court pass, thrown away. Picked up by Dixon, and he's fouled by Torrance. That's his 3rd. And a silly pass from Johnston. Read like a book by the freshman Will Dixon. 3rd foul against Torrance. 3rd team foul in the quarter for Upperman. And Fulton with a steal, clinging to a 4-point lead.
There's the trap we're talking about.
That was
perfect. Anything you do to get the ball out of Zero's hands. The rest of the team's real shaky with the basketball once he passes it. We got to get some offense generated from somebody. Maybe it's an O-board or a Chaz Wood 3, but we got to get some offense from somebody.
Burris to the left elbow, picks it up. Looking for somebody. Leaves it now for Womble. Womble shakes Phillips. Drives inside. Leaves it for Burris. Fulton's got to be careful. Burris gets it inside. All the way to the rack.
Great play.
Step through a double team. And Burris stops the bleeding. Breaks the 6-0 scoring run. And gives Fulton a 6-point lead of their own. 28-22.
It's all about stops, Tommy. That's how you survive this half.
Oh, good pass. Cobb down low to Maynard. And he's held. As Burris fell asleep on the back cut. That will be the 5th team foul against Fulton, sending Joseph Maynard to the line.
Is that Justin's 2nd foul? Sure is.
Seems to be. So Nick Steen with 2 fouls. Burris with 2. Dixon, Chaz, and Jamari each with just 1. Maynard to the line to shoot 2. And Upperman is a perfect 10 of 10 from the charity stripe. Garris Cox will check in for Justin Burris. 2:44 left to play in the first half. Game has gotten physical. Your best player is on the bench with 2 fouls.
Your most physical player as well.
Yes. How do you respond if you're a young Fulton team playing with a lot of confidence, but you're playing against the defending state champs who have cut the lead down to 4 as Maynard hits his 2nd free throw? It's 28-24. Fulton. Womble pass inside to Chas Wood. Almost hit the 10-footer, and he's undercut by Phillips. Phillips playing too aggressive, and Chaz Wood will head to the line to shoot 2 free throws. Good pass from Womble, and that's just a rhythm jump shot. That's no hesitation from Chaz Wood, and it looked good. Almost went down, and now we'll have to knock him down from the stripe.
There can't be any hesitation. You catch it at the high post like they are. Anytime we cut the guy from the opposite side, he's wide open. You got to catch and shoot or catch and find the guy on the low post. right now we're fine offensively with what the looks we're getting. I think they'll start falling.
Wood hits the first. Bush back in. Phillips takes a seat. Lead is 5. Make it 6 as Chaz hits them both. 2:35 left to play in the first half. Ray, 7 huge points for Chaz.
Rajon's got to stay in front of him. Now denying the basketball back. Don't let him get the ball back. Back door.
Maynard, backdoor pass to Cobb. Up and under layup is good. He wanted a foul as he lets the official know about it on the other end, and it probably should have been an and one. Cobb finishes through contact. He's got 18, and it's 30-26. Fulton, Womble, a drive, leaves it for Chaz. Chaz, shot fake, drive inside, picks it up, leaves it for Kieris. Now back out to Womble. This matchup zone for Upperman still. Under 2 left in the half. Womble, pass inside to Burris, threw it away, right to Maynard, up to Cobb, Ty Cobb, layup the other way is good. That was a silly pass from Rajon Burris going away from it, and then picked up by Maynard, easy 2 for Cobb at the other end, and Upperman's got it down to 2.
Actually, Kieris has to stay.
Does
he can't
he?
Leave
yeah.
the high post. They're in 13 motion right there. He's got to stay.
Chaz, a deep 3, not the shot you want there. And it's no good. Rebound goes to Cobb, who's got 20 in the first half. Got to get it out of his hands. He directs traffic. Across the stripe. Maynard. Now Cobb rejects the screen, drives, and a foul will be called on Rajon Womble. Cobb back to the free throw line to shoot free throws 8 and 9 in this half.
So what they've done is they've moved him to the top of the zone on defense, and by doing that, he never goes to rebound. It's an automatic leak out.
Yeah.
So anytime the ball goes up, Cobb's at half court. When the ball's shot, we send 4, and then it's 1-on-1 on the in the transition.
First one from Cobb is good. He is still perfect. 8 of 8 from the stripe. 21 in the first half. And I mean they're going to need about 40 from him, which he's on pace to get. Fulton's got to do something about it. We'll see.
How many free throws will we have how many free throws that?
We've shot 2. They've shot
13 versus 2 free
That's
throws.
What Coach Wright was saying. If you saw him talk to the official, he said we got to even it out at some point. Cobb will grab a seat for maybe 10 seconds as he hits both free throws, and we're tied up at 30. Upperman's gone 4 of the last 4 from the field. And still perfect from the stripe. Cox, left side. Pass out to Womble. Dangerous pass, but Womble corrals it. Pass on the right side, Dixon. Drive, shut off on the baseline. And he kicks it out, top of the circle. 45 seconds left to play in the half. Fulton, you're the Falcons, hold for the last shot. Martin, a silly shot in the low corner, and it's short. It's a good look, but not the shot you want there. I guess the only plus side is Ty Cobb is on the bench for the final 30 seconds. Crouch, right side to Maynard. Now to Bush. They work it around the arc.
You're going to have to guard for 20 seconds right here, or they're going to shoot a layup.
Johnson out to Bush with 15. Cobb stays on the bench. Maynard a drive. Kick it left side. Now to Phillips. And a smart play to milk some more clock. Clock is at 7.
Back
Johnson
door.
A backdoor cut to Maynard. All the way to the rack. Shot is
no
good. And a blocking foul is called on Kieris Cox. Jody Wright can't believe it. That sends Maynard back to the line. And now the foul discrepancy. 11-7. Fulton with 11, Upperman with 7. And Upperman has shot 13 free throws to Fulton's 2. Maynard will have 2 more. It'll be 14-15 after he's done. And Jody Wright giving the official right next to his sideline an earful just about that. You want Nick Steen in here for this last 5 seconds.
Nick Steen's got to get in. You got 5 seconds to go. You got 5 seconds to go. You want to put him back in and so you can get him in on offense.
Maynard's first. Good. They're not going to miss from the stripe. 14-14. Sissom was at the scores table. Then
got to go sub offense
back
here.
When Steen will stay on the sideline. You don't like that?
No. I would get Albie in for Will Dixon. I would get Steen in for Kieris, and that way you got 4 guys on the court that can score right here with 5 seconds to go.
Fulton hasn't scored in the last 2 minutes, 30 seconds. Upperman's on an 8-0 run in that time, and they lead now by 2.
There, we got Albie finally. We need to get Nick.
Albie checks in for Kieris for the final 5 seconds and a half.
There we go. We got Nick in.
And Nick will go in.
Not going to let him.
They're not going to let him. You got to call timeout.
Got to get him on the floor quicker. We've had two free throws to get him out there.
Steen will stay at the scorer's table. Albie Harris has checked in. Chaz Wood with two. All the way to the rim. Good shot. Hangs and can't get it to go. Somehow made it all the way down. He's slow to get up on the baseline. But Nick Steen picks up two fouls early in the second quarter. Upperman and Ty Cobb take advantage. Mr. Basketball, Ty Cobb with 24 in that first half. And the Bees lead it by two after 16 minutes of play. Exactly what we thought in this state semifinal. Man, you hate that Steen picked up that second foul. Fulton looked a little hesitant with him not on the floor. And then Ty Cobb, anytime he's gotten downhill, it's either an easy two or it's a foul. He's 9 of 9 from the stripe. Upperman hasn't missed a free throw, 15 of 15. That's been really the difference. Upperman 15 of 15 from the line. Fulton just 2 of 2. I mean, that's a lot of components going into this game, but man, that hurts.
Yeah, that's the one thing we talked about in our pregame was how many free throws will they shoot. He shot 9, they've shot 15. We needed to keep him under 10 for the game.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
But, yeah, it's just right now the whistle has not been toward the Falcons' favor. You've got multiple guys. The block charge call to end the half was not a friendly call for the Falcons at all. But right now the difference is they've outscored us by 13 from the free throw line.
32-30, Upperman leads at the break. We'll come back with halftime stats, a look at the rest of the 3A bracket as well as the other classifications, 1A, 2A, and 4A, as semifinals all day today at the Murphy Center. State title games will start tomorrow at approximately 10:45 Central Time. But we'll come back, set the scene for the second half as the Falcons with some work to do. Down by two as you listen. The Fulton Falcons basketball, 91.1 WKCS, Knoxville.
How do you define strength? Is it physical?
Hot, hot!
Or is it mental? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's whatever empowers a person to dig deeper, fight harder, and overcome obstacles that once seemed insurmountable. Discover how much stronger and more confident your children can be. Encourage them to participate in a sport when they go to high school.
This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
How can you measure the value of education-based athletics? Well, the value is in what makes it invaluable. That's because school sports aren't just about winning. They're about learning and growing. School sports aren't just about gaining trophies and accolades. They're about learning life lessons, bringing a whole community together, developing character and integrity, having coaches who mentor you and teammates who become lifelong friends. And you can't put a price on any of that. That's what makes education-based athletics invaluable. Of course, when you participate in school sports, you want to win and become a better athlete, but the purpose is so much greater: becoming a better person. Support your local school sports programs. And if you have a student, encourage them to get involved.
This message presented by the TSSAA and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
Back here at the Murphy Center, Upperman ends the half on an 8-0 run to take the lead. going into the halftime break, 32-30. As we take a look at the halftime numbers, it's been all Ty Cobb, 22 of the 32 for the Bees, 6 of 10 from the field, 1 of 2 from beyond the arc, 9 of 9 from the free throw line. He's got 3 rebounds and assists and 2 turnovers. He's played 14 out of the 16 total minutes. He sat for the final minute 45 in that first half. Joseph Maynard has 4, all from the line. 2 total rebounds, 2 assists, a turnover, and 2 steals. And then Colton Johnson had the opening 2 buckets of the game for the Bees. He had a couple free throws as well late, as he has 6 points, 2 of 2 shooting, 2 of 2 from the line, 3 rebounds, and 2 turnovers for the big man, 6'4" post for the Bees. For Fulton, a lot more dispersion as far as scoring goes, led by Chaz Wood with 7, 2 of 8 from the field. Had some good looks that just haven't gone down. 1 of 3 from beyond the arc, 2 of 2 from the stripe. Nick Steen picked up 2 fouls early in the second quarter. He only has 4 points in the game, 50% from the field, 0 of 1 from beyond the arc, but 5 total rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Rajon Wobbles got 6, 2 of 2 from beyond the arc for Rajon. He's got assists, 2 steals, but 2 crucial turnovers in that first half for Ray. Burris with 4, Will Dixon with a big 3 in that first half, and Jamari Martin with 6 on 3 of 4 shooting, 2 rebounds for Jamari. Thought the foul dispersion or the foul discrepancy would be a little bit more drastic than what it is. It's just 11 fouls for Fulton, 7 for Upperman. 15 of 15 from the free throw line. That has been the difference. Fulton's only shot 2. They've made 2, but a 13-point difference has been the difference. And you credit it. I mean, this is no knock on the officials. I think they've called the fouls that are there. There's some that haven't gone away, like a couple block charges. But, man, anytime Cobb has gotten a screen, gotten past the defender and gotten downhill, it's been an easy 2 or it's been a foul and 2 free throws. That's been the difference so far in that first half.
Yeah, you know, we watched the game Thursday night. He had 3 charges called on him. He had 4 fouls in the game. Tonight, we've not been able to step up and take a charge, which is a big deal. I think Coach Wright probably will fix that at half by getting to help quicker, stepping up quicker to him. You can't let him get inside the circle. When you do, you're in trouble. So I think between those couple of things, they'll probably fix that at halftime. The other thing is you're going to see the traps on the ball screens. Hopefully we'll trap the handoff. He's a hard guy to hawk. When 24, if I could paint the picture for people not here, 24 is a very wide body, and when he hands the ball off to him, it's like he's blocking for it.
Yeah.
And you can't get around that, and you're always trailing him, and he's going downhill. I'm surprised Upperman did not run more handoff action to him in the first half. However, I think the Falcons are in a good spot.
Yeah.
They make some shots. They take care of a few of the loose ends on defense. I think they're in a good spot. If you go back to the positives of the first quarter, we held them to 4 points for 6 minutes. How did we do that? We played solid defense. We had good rotations on defense. We met him outside the paint on penetration. So I think we'll get back to those things here in the second half.
The 3A bracket looks like this. Again, of course, Fulton and Upperman battling it out. They've got another 16 minutes to decide who will play for a state title tomorrow. Saturday, March 21st, 1:30 p.m. Central, so 2:30 back home in East Tennessee. And the winner tonight will face off against the winner of Alcoa and Tullahoma. Alcoa looking for their 4th straight trip to a state title game. Last 3 years have been down in 2A. They've jumped up a classification. They blew out Fayette Ware 77-33 on Wednesday. Tullahoma eked by Tennessee High 45-44. So Alcoa and Tullahoma will battle 15 minutes after Fulton and Upperman are solidified in this first semifinal. Take a look at the 2A bracket. State final is set between Chat Prep and Westview. The Sentinels from Chattanooga drummed Peabody 83-66 in their quarterfinal game. Knocked off Loretto early this morning at the Murphy Center 67-44. So they will play Westview tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Time, as Westview beat GP 61-45 Wednesday afternoon. And Westview with a gritty win against Smith County right before Fulton and Upperman tipped off here today. 47-37, Westview, the Chargers with the win. After this, again, Alcoa and Tullahoma, and then that's the second semifinal done. Then you jump up to 4A for what should be some high-level basketball. Whitehaven and Walker Valley at approximately 4 p.m., Whitehaven down Blackman 71-41 yesterday morning. Walker Valley knocked off Knox Farragut 76-58. In the semifinal number two, this might be the best game of the day. Bartlett battles Bearden as the Panthers down Brentwood 65-56 yesterday. Bearden eked out a victory over Beach 55-52. And then in the 1A semis, it's undefeated Eagleville battling the Vikings from Humboldt. Memphis Middle College gets Jackson County in the nightcap at 8:45 Central Time. As that will do it for the halftime stats, it is time for the final 16 minutes in what we thought would be a heavyweight battle between two of the best teams in the state. The last TWSA state rankings had Upperman at number one, Fulton hanging at that 5 and 6 range. These are the top teams in the state for a reason, and you love it when the best teams in the state make it to this point and you figure out who's the best. I mean, because there's no way that Fulton's playing a team on the plateau during the season. Fulton's played Alcoa, who was top five all year. Tullahoma lost in the state finals. You get teams from all over the state, and you got to prove yourself. That is the beauty about this tournament. And these two teams proved themselves in the first 16 minutes. Upperman has a slight advantage, again by two. And we'll see who will win the final quarters and move on to play for a state title.
Yeah, this is
tomorrow
when,
afternoon.
This is when the schedule you've played and everything that you've been through, you hope helps you against a team that's played a lot on the plateau.
Upperman basketball to open it up. Torrance, Cobb, Johnson, Maynard, and Bush. Cobb gets it at the free throw line, pulls up from 15 feet, no good.
Great defense.
Long rebound, tracked down by Nick Steen. Got to get him going in the first half, or second half, excuse me. Steen drives inside, kicks it out to Jamari. Jamari taps it, gets it back to him. Kicks it out to Burris. It's Jamari Martin, Chaz Wood,
they're
Nick Steen,
again.
Rajon Wobble, and Justin Burris, the five for Fulton. Come up with a stop on their first possession. 30 seconds into the second half, Chaz Wood pulls up from the left elbow. Shot no good. Grabs his own rebound, and he's fouled after he grabs it. Great hands there from Bush to tap it away, but good hustle from Wood to follow his shot, and he's fouled. It will be on the floor as Maynard picks up his first foul. Team first of the quarter.
Lined up. All right, here we go. We're running box one. Let's see what we can get for Nick right here.
Burris will throw it in. Nothing doing. Kicks it out to Womble in the left corner. Bush guards him. He kicks it out to Steen. Now here's Chaz Wood. They set up
their
offensive set.
Got to get organized.
Burris down low to Martin. Cross court pass to Steen, and he threw it away.
Can't throw a skip pass from your chest, Tommy. You got to get it above your head and throw the skip pass.
That was, I think if Nick Teen was 6'8", I don't know if he could have got that pass. It was high, and it sails into the media row. Turnover for Fulton on their first offensive possession, and Collier Bush will throw it into the backcourt to Ty Cobb.
See, I don't like this. I like scooting back a little bit, making sure you stay in front of him so he don't get ahead of steam.
Cobb crossed the stripe, backdoor cut, Maynard blew the bunny at the rim.
Missed
Steen
it.
Fell asleep, and he had an easy, and he blew it. Steen with the offensive board, kicks it out to Womble. Womble stops, gives it back to Nick. Now back to Womble. Left wing three for Rajon. Stays perfect from beyond the arc. 3 of 3.
What a big turn of events. That's a 5-point swing. They miss a layup and we hit a three.
Maynard missed the bunny. Womble makes him pay. Fulton back in front, 33-32. 90 seconds into the second half.
Cannot switch that action. Nick has two. We cannot switch this action. Somebody's got to come help him.
Cobb, top of the circle, working on Steen.
Trap it.
Here comes Johnson. They do. Got to get it out of his hands. Picks it up. Throws it to Johnson. Johnson looking. Right side to Bush. Scoreless so far. Bush back into Johnson. They got the mismatch. Bush to Johnson. Johnson had Chaz Wood on his left hip. And he puts it up. No good. But he's fouled by Wood. And Johnson back to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, we just a bad slow rotation. If he flies out of the rotation on the trap, it's a steal. We got to do a better job. We got to fly around here and get a little more comfortable. We look a little nervous coming out right here at the half.
Johnson hits the first. We're knotted up at 33.
Jody's got all five timeouts left. If we keep looking uncomfortable, he'll use one here early.
Johnson goes 2 for 2, and they are 17 of 17. From the free throw line, Upperman 34, Fulton 33. Steen. Just 4 points, battling foul trouble. Races up the floor, now to Burris. A jab step, leaves it now for Womble. Womble drives in the short corner, gets it out of there quickly. Now here's Steen, top of the circle.
Jody's wanting them to move. They're standing still here.
Harris, top of the circle three, no good. Offensive rebound, Steen. Follow away, 10-footer. Nick stays cold. Good board, good look. Couldn't get it to fall.
Yeah, we'll be all right. We've got a good look right there. We're trapping him up here.
He's trapped right here, throws it up for grabs. Bush to Torrance, Torrance to Johnson, and he blew the money. That's two easies at the rim that upper end missed.
Got transition.
Rebound Steen. Here's Burris. Fulton wants to run. Pass in the short corner to Harris. Ten-footer, no good. Rebound Johnson, and he's fouled. Man, got to take advantage of the missed shots. You love the look there from Albie. Just left it short. And I think that's – we do look a little hesitant. I mean, he doesn't leave that shot short all season long. Kind of short-armed it a little bit. And it's no good. Good rebound there from Johnson. Martin picks up his first foul, and it's back over to Upperman. They lead it by one again, 34-33.
Yeah, we're okay. We've actually sized them up a little bit, and what they're doing, they don't have a counter. What we're doing, they don't have a counter for.
Cobb inside, first layup, no good. Gets his own rebound, and then I believe Martin, out of frustration, just kind of brings his arm down, and he fouls Cobb on the floor.
Yeah, we're getting out-rebounded, yep. Tommy. We got out-rebounded in the first half, and they're out-rebounded us in this half again. When he goes in there and shoots it like that, you've got to box him out.
Mari will grab a seat with two fouls. Harrison back in with two fouls. Torrance with three fouls will throw it up, and he threw it away, and that's going to be a foul against Johnson. And that's probably best-case scenario for Upperman is Harrison had the steal. It was batted right to Womble. He wanted to run, but the whistle stops play. That will be the first on Johnson. Second team foul of the quarter, 3 minutes into the second half, and it's a slow start for both sides, but still Upperman with that one-point advantage.
Has there already been five team fouls called in this half by these officials for
both
teams? Yeah, see, early on in this game, it was very physical.
Yep.
Now we've kind of got slow here. So they're good.
Harris
move.
Gets it into Womble, and he short-armed it again. A good look, but couldn't get it to go. Hairston with the offensive rebound, but he lost it. Chased down by Torrance. Here's Cobb. Cobb's tripped. No call. Loose ball picked up by Hairston. And then a jump ball.
Fulton ball.
Alternate possession will leave it with Fulton. So a good look from Rajon. Fulton's gone ice cold from the floor. But still, come away with a break. Get on the floor. Loose ball. And the alternate possession gives it back to him. Crouch will be subbed out. Carmine Phillips back in for Upperman. I feel like if we just see one go down, that might start the avalanche, hopefully.
Harris needs to see one go down.
Nick's got to see one go down.
Nick's got to see one go down. Woods got to see one go down. I wonder if we could run our motion cutter here and get something. Get rid of the ball. It's five.
Burris, got to be careful. 5 second call, and Jody Wright calls a timeout. That was a millisecond away from 5 seconds. Probably was. And Jody Wright burns his first timeout of the game. Burris was just kind of dribbling around loosely, looking for a guy. Great pressure there from Phillips. And to avoid a five-second count and a turnover, Jody Wright burns one. And that probably is a good timeout. I mean, you save a possession, but also, hey, guys, we're only down one. We're playing about as not bad. We're just missing shots, and it's a slow start to the second half. But, again, it's only a one-possession game. We've got the ball, getting good looks, and they're going to keep falling. Is that the message that he's saying in that huddle?
Yeah, continue to get stops. We got to rebound better. We're, you know, if you think about it, the only possessions they've scored on here are offensive rebounds and bad rotations on that. And then offensively, we've got to get some more movement. We're getting stagnant. We're dribbling the basketball. We've got a little play called 13 stay where Nick stays at the high post because that seems to be the most open area for everybody. And then we've got motion cutter where we don't screen. We get the guys cut into the open space and see what we can get going right here.
Out of the timeout, Burris takes it all the way in. Left elbow, kicks it out to Harris. Harris a corner three.
Yes. Big shot.
Fulton needed every bit of that. Falcons lead by two off a big three from Albie Harris, 36-34. Here's Maynard up the floor, hands it off to Bush. Cobb away from the basketball, and he wants to isolate Womble in the post. Bush drives inside, almost kicked out. He traveled. They don't call it. Turns around, can't finish. Johnson an offensive rebound. Lost out of bounds. Burris taps it off the leg of Johnson. Great hands from the senior.
That's some good energy right there. Good effort. We need to see shots go in.
That's a big one there for Albie to get it going.
They Upperman, look as nervous as we do.
Upperman. That's a great point. Upperman comes back out in this three-quarter court press. Burris across the stripe. A little hesitation. Now burst, and he kicks it out beyond the arc. Right side to Steen. Steen pull up 15-footer. He's fouled. No call, and the shot doesn't fall. Rebound Maynard up to Bush. looking for Cobb, and he gets it to him at the MT logo at midcourt. 3:20 left to play in the third quarter.
Got to get a stop here. We've got about four in a row. We just got to keep getting them here. Don't let Cobb get the ball in the post.
There's Phillips, left side, lifts it up here from Maynard. They're trying to get him, and Cobb's got it. Free throw line. We leave him, and he takes it all the way inside. Good, and a foul. Wobble, gambled, and he got it at the free throw line. Step through. Hairston fouled him, and just an acrobatic shot that he just made look very easy. Knotted up at 36, and he'll shoot a free throw.
Yeah, we got to do a better job of not gambling. You know, hard to see the other night. Right there, he's just got to be solid.
Yeah.
He's trying to make a great play instead of being solid.
3 minutes left in the third. Cobb back to the line to shoot another free throw, and he stays perfect. 10 of 10 from the stripe. Upperman still 18 of 18 at the free throw line. That has been the difference. 37-36, they lead it. Burris across the stripe. Double team, kicks it now to Nick. Nick takes it all the way inside. Fall away too. Good. Big for his confidence. Seeing one go down, his first bucket since the first quarter.
You have to attack the side that Cobb is playing. The side
he's not going to foul you.
No, the side he's playing is the weak side.
Yep.
And the last two times we've got wide open shots on the right side of the floor is the side he's playing.
Cobb rejects the screen. Womble falls down. He drives inside. Steen blocks his shot. Here goes Nick. He's back tapped by Phillips. Phillips tries to chase it down, and it will go out of bounds.
Full seven
underneath. They're going to say that's last touch by Steen? Okay. The official on the baseline didn't see it. And it's got to be Fulton basketball.
It's got to be Fulton basketball.
There we go. Carmine Phillips back taps Steen, and it goes out of bounds. The official on the baseline said it was B basketball, and the side judge correctly makes the right call.
Well, the official standing right in front of us, he could see the play.
Yeah.
The other guy was on the other side. It was the right call.
Womble will grab a seat. Dixon back in. Big minutes for the freshman. Fulton with a good stop and a great block from Nick Steen on Cobb. Burris throws it into Nick. Saw a shot go down a moment ago. Torrance right on him. Steen, a spin move. Kicks it to Harris. Lines
foul.
Up a three.
Foul!
And one! 3 points and a foul and a shot at four for Albie Harris.
And
what a shot!
Yeah, that's a great shot. You know, I was able to coach an SEC caliber player, and I've never seen him whine. And it's hard to cheer for this kid just watching him whine. He's still talking to the official about the call.
When he clearly undercut him. Just play on. I understand. It's very frustrating.
Very frustrating. He's too good to play like that.
Yeah, I would agree. Harris.
Big shot.
Big shot. Two big threes in this quarter. A free throw to make it five. Rattles. No. Rebound Cobb. He's falling out of bounds. And he gives it to Maynard.
No.
Here's
Get
Cobb.
Back.
Cobb dribbles through traffic, trying to take it all the way to the rim. Hangs, can't finish. Dixon a rebound, throws it up to Harris.
We got Nick. Run,
here
Nick.
Comes Albie. Albie on the right side, and he carried?
Nick's
Jody Wright agrees with it. Couldn't see it from our angle. Albie Harris carried the basketball.
Yeah.
And a break there for Upperman as Fulton can't cash in on transition. They still lead it by four, 41-37.
Nick's got a run right there. If Nick sprints the floor, Albie's coming. We have a layup. He
2 minutes left.
Angle.
Cobb guarded by the freshman Dixon. Big assignment here for Will.
That's an off arm.
Cobb drives inside, and he's fouled by Dixon. This game's getting a little chippy. Both fan bases getting into this one. Dixon whistled for his second.
That's two shots.
And it is two shots. That's going to be free throws 19 and 20 for Upperman, 11 and 12 for Cobb. And after this, 20 foul shots for Upperman, 3 for Fulton.
Yeah, that's impressive. And we're not taking a lot of threes. We're getting the ball in the paint. But that's off arm pushing right there on the way to the goal. That's a great job defensively.
Cobb's first, hangs on the rim, and then falls through. He's got 26.
How many free throws has he made? 12, 14?
He's made 11. Now misses. Wow, he's made 11. 11 out of 12, first miss from up from the line, and the lead for Fulton will stay at 3, 41-38. Big possession here in the final moments of the third quarter, a minute 40 left to play in the third. Now that 1-3-1 zone for Upperman.
It morphs into a 2-3, see where how they're dropping back.
They get it to Dixon at the high post, hesitation, banks it home. 5 points for Will Dixon, a five-point lead for Fulton. 43-38, a minute 25 left to play in the third quarter. Cobb leaves it for Torrance. Nothing doing. Kicks it out to Bush.
We got to be solid on defense.
Right side to Maynard. Maynard almost has it stolen away by Nick. Now here's Cobb. Hairston switches out on him. Now here's Nick. He's double-teamed. Throws it up to Johnson. Dangerous pass. Torrance lines up a three on the right side. Big shot. Big shot from Jack Torrance. His first bucket of the game, and it's 43-41. This is an incredible basketball game.
I wonder if Seam was supposed to come double right there with no action going on. That's a really hard rotation when he leaves like that. Stay still. Let's just go. Hold on. You're good.
43-41. Fulton, 45 seconds left to play, and it looks like Bobby McWilliams will tell Torrance to come out and guard him.
Get rid of the ball.
And Burris gives it now to Steen. 30 seconds left to play in the quarter. They're just giving Fulton a little bit of pressure.
They're going to stay back.
Yep. Fulton will hold for the final shot. Got to be smart with it. Burris, ball at his hip, midcourt, 20 seconds left. Fulton with a two-point lead. This is going to be a fun final 8 minutes here at the Murphy Center between the two best teams in the state.
13 over. Let's see what we got. We're going to overload this thing with Nick.
Steen has it. Top of the circle with eight. Drives inside. No call. Torrance takes a spill. Steen with the shot. No. Harrison an offensive rebound. And he's fouled by Johnston.
Great job by Joe right there. We need to get Nick out of the game for defense so we don't pick up a foul.
3 seconds left on the clock. Foul is on
no defense for
Maynard. And Harrison will head to the line to shoot two. He's been in foul trouble all day. He's got three tonight. But
Nick
needs some big free throws here.
Nick can't foul
cannot,
right here.
Cannot, absolutely cannot. Hairston with a big one there. 44-41 Fulton. Crouch will go to the scores table and then head back to the bench.
Nick, don't foul. Don't foul.
Hairston, yep, 45-41. Cobb lets it bounce a couple times. Catches it on the run with three, with two. Lost the handle. Steen can't get it off. Great defense there from Will Dixon. And Fulton clinging to a four-point lead, but have the momentum going into the final quarter of play. Your score after three in the state semifinals for 3A, 45 for Fulton, 41 for Upperman. Back to decide this one after this as you listen to Fulton Basketball, 91.1 WKCS Knoxville.
How do you define strength? Is it physical?
Hot, hot!
Or is it mental? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's whatever empowers a person to dig deeper, fight harder, and overcome obstacles that once seemed insurmountable. Discover how much stronger and more confident your children can be. Encourage them to participate in a sport when they go to high school.
This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Minutes to decide this one. Winner moves on to play for a state title tomorrow afternoon, 1:30 Central. We'll have it for you. If Fulton can hang on and knock off Upperman in the state semifinals, 8 minutes on the clock, it'll feel like an eternity. As it will be Upperman basketball to open up the final quarter. Cobb with just 4 points in that third frame, 26 on the night. Story's been free throws. Upperman 19 of 20 from the stripe, Fulton just 4 of 5. Dixon, Steen, Hairston, Burris, and Harris, the five for Fulton. Cobb, Bush, Maynard, Johnson, and Torrance, the five for Upperman. Cobb a drive inside, can't get it to go. Hairston pushed from behind, but snags a rebound, and he's fouled. They call a jump on that?
No way. What a phantom call. He got shoved in the back.
Should have been a foul. Jump ball, nonetheless, the arrow gives it back to Fulton. So a good stop on possession number one of the fourth quarter.
I love how we helped right there. We were in gaps, and he just went to the goal, and we just got him where we wanted.
Burris has a step, takes it all the way to the rim. Can he finish? No, he can't. Maynard, the board. Got Burris behind him, and he throws it out to Johnson, now to Bush.
Was Joe open?
Not really.
Okay. I got blocked out, and I couldn't see. It looked like we had 2-on-1. I couldn't see what was going on.
Torrance lifts it up for Cobb. Cobb at the free throw line. He's knocked free of the basketball, and he pulls Hairston. He's lost the basketball, and have they called a foul on
No,
Joe,
out
they
said
out of bounds. Okay.
Out of bounds. Joe had that. Cobb had Joe's jersey.
Good Lord. Upperman still has it. Bush gets it into Cobb. Dixon has had great minutes on him, defending him the last couple minutes of the third quarter. Cobb kicks it right side. Bush, three on the way. He can make that, and he did. Big three from Bush, his first bucket of the game, and it's 45-44 Fulton.
It's what role players can make. Yep. Open threes. Albie's made a couple here, and now their two guys have made one each. It's who can make the play.
Steen, quiet night for him. 6 points, but 11 rebounds. Has it in the corner, kicks it out now to Harris. Now here's Burris at midcourt. A minute 15 gone in the fourth quarter. Burris backs it out, right side now to Dixon. He's got 5 points tonight in the short corner. Hairston give and go for Dixon, shorthanded it, no good. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Maynard, falling out of bounds, and it's last touch by Hairston, out of play. A good job there from Maynard to grab a rebound and almost threw it away to Joe, but off his fingertips into the Fulton cheerleading squad. Upperman basketball after hitting a big three on their last possession. Now have a chance to take the lead. Need a stop. Torrance will walk it up.
Yeah, we need a stop. We've got some good looks here in the last couple minutes. Albie's doing a good job out there. We got to help and recover quick.
Johnson, top of the circle. Hand off to Cobb. They'll isolate.
Trap
no,
it.
They'll give Johnson a screen. He kicks it right corner to Bush. Three on the way from Bush. No. Rebound. Great position from Johnson. Tracks it down to the corner. Lost it out of bounds. Throws it up for grabs. Finds Torrance underneath. Torrance drives in.
Charge.
They get a charge.
A charge.
A charge on Torrance. Torrance grabbed the ball after Johnson threw it up for grabs. Harris takes a spill, takes a charge. He's hurt. He'll have to grab a breather. Chaz Wood and Womble back in. Upperman fans are irate with that call.
We are a long way away from the ball being saved, but it looked like his foot was in the blue when
looked
he threw
like
it back in bounds. I think you were starting to say our ball.
Looked like it.
And then the charge, I think the charge was maybe the makeup for the out of bounds.
Fouls on Torrance. That's his fourth. And he'll grab a seat. When it's all said and done, it's Fulton basketball with a one-point lead. 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. Burris across the stripe.
Got Jamari coming back in.
Top of the circle. Burris, pass left side to Chaz Wood. He's had a great game.
Got to balance the floor. We don't need balance here. All right, there we go.
Burris just working it around the arc. Fulton being patient. Dangerous pass inside, but Womble grabs it. Throws it up for Hairston. Layup, good.
Great move.
Good shot fake from Joe Hairston. Got Johnson off his feet, and Hairston with a finish at the rim.
Tyler,
Fulton by three.
Let's see if we can get three stops in a row right here. 5 minute mark. We can get three straight in a row. We're going to have a ball game.
47-44. Fulton with the lead. And the crowds get into this one.
That's five. Oh.
Cobb. Now to Maynard. Maynard, pull up, right elbow, jump shot. No, hangs on the rim. Picked up by Hairston. Throws it up to Steen. Big possession here for Fulton. Steen, pass right side. Wood, a three on the way. Can't get it to go. Rebound,
good
battle
job,
for. Picked up by Bush. Bush was out of bounds. Hairston, relentless on the glass. Gave Fulton an opportunity. Bush had it, but he stepped out of bounds. Fulton basketball underneath. Hairston grabs a seat. Martin back in.
We're going box one. We should have Chaz wide open on the backside right here. Jamari on a slip. Let's see what we get.
Burris.
Jamari slip.
Looking. Throws it out to Steen on the right block. Cross-court pass to Wood. Now back to Nick. 4:45 left to play. Fulton with a three-point advantage. Womble got to be smart with it. Has
a
dribble. And he throws it up to Chaz Wood. Right elbow. Drives inside. Layup hangs. No.
Back.
Rebound Maynard. Up to Cobb. Cobb is fouled by Womble at half court. And a sarcastic cheer from the Upperman fans. But that's honestly best-case scenario. Cobb had a head of steam, and Womble with a foul with the body near the scores table will stop the momentum, and Upperman will have to inbound it at half court.
Tommy, the good news is we've played 3.5 minutes of basketball, and that's only the first team foul. You know,
it's big.
At the last game and this game both, the team that gets in the bonus now with this five-team foul rule is big.
Huge advantage. Harris back in. He took a big spill after taking a big charge.
Get back.
But he is back in as Chaz Wood will grab a seat. Cobb yet to score in this fourth quarter. He's going to have to score if Upperman wants to win. They get it to him. Trying to get it to him. There on the left side. He has it now. And a timeout called by Bobby McWilliams, head coach for Upperman. They'll have three left. Fulton has four left. And I believe it's a full timeout. And that's, man, that last sequence, or a couple of moments ago when Johnston was on the baseline, it looked like he was out of bounds. He kind of threw it up for grabs. Somehow it found Torrance. Torrance tried to draw a foul on Harris, but he literally, like, lunged into Albie, and they called a charge. Upperman fans were irate. It was on their side of the floor as well. A great job by Albie. And then on the other end, Hairston with a layup. Fulton with a three-point lead, 47-44. There's 4:18 left to play. Upperman hasn't scored in the last 2 minutes and 46 seconds. More importantly, Ty Cobb hasn't scored since about 2 minutes left in the third quarter. He's got 26, and Epperman's needed every bit of them. But this last 4 minutes and 18 will feel like a long time.
Well, it's, I mean, Friday night in Murfreesboro, you know. It doesn't get much better than that. And you got to get stops. You got to stop good players.
And we have gotten stops. We just haven't been able to cash in.
That's right.
Fulton.
And it's tough. Fulton's got 15 bench points, I think, is huge.
That's
they have 9 steals, 10 assists. I think Cobb scoring 4 points in this half is a big deal. And I think here, if we can keep Nick out of foul trouble for the next minute and a half, 2 minutes, you'll see a Nick Steen Cobb on our end. I'd like to get Torrance fouled out of the game.
Cobb drives inside. Womble tried to take a charge. He fell down. No whistle. Cobb with an easy at the rim. He's got 28. Yeah. 47-46. Fulton.
I think we'll have to go Nick right here down the stretch. It's going to be dog on dog.
Midway point of the fourth quarter. Burris leaves it right side for Albie Harris. Torrance out front playing with 4 fouls. Got to be careful. Now it's Burris. Upperman in that 1-3-1 zone that is morphing into a 2-3 as Fulton passes it to either wing. Oh, dangerous pass. Burris threw it away. Good hands there from Torrance. And here's Cobb. Upperman with a chance to lead.
That's our ball.
Harris with great hands. Cobb was the last to touch it out of bounds. Harris steals one. As he tapped it away from Cobb, Cobb tried to spin and grab it, and it went into the Upperman sideline. So each team with a turnover, nothing results out of it. 3:30 left to play. Fulton basketball with that 1-point lead, 47-46. Burris, the point guard, in the backcourt now across the time stripe.
Where will we go for offense right here? How will we get a good shot? They're just matching up with our 1-3-1 look that we're starting with. Got to get some movement, got to get some...
Burris, a drive, kicks it to Jamari. Now Womble lifts it out, left side for Burris.
Got Nick.
Nick at the left elbow, turns, gets it inside. Shot is good. Big one.
That's where you want it.
For Nick, he's got 8.
See, if we go 13 stay, we can keep him in the high post, and when they have to defend the short corner, so we're going to have the middle wide open.
49-46, Fulton by 3. Here it is, Cobb guarded by Nick Steen. Dog on dog, Mr. Basketball against the runner-up. Gives it to Maynard. Now to Bush. Here's Cobb. Gonna take Steen off the bounce.
He's about to shoot it.
Yep. Lines it up.
Help.
Drives baseline.
Charge.
Shot is
charge.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Charge on Cobb. Great job by Rajon Womble. A huge charge taken on the baseline. That's the second on Cobb, but that's a turnover.
That's a turnover. I thought it'd be dog on dog soon.
Torrance will check out. Phillips back in. Upperman in this three-quarter court press. Womble throws it into Burris. He's met by Bush. He's being held, and he's fouled.
I like that.
And that is foul on Bush. That's the team third, his second. So one more foul to give for Upperman. 3 more fouls to give for Fulton in the final 2:30. Fulton leads again by 3, 49-46.
Yep. 49-46. You got 4 timeouts. You got the basketball. We got to take care of the basketball. Be smart. They're going to gamble. That's, you can kind of tell. That's what they've, you know, when you play on the plateau, you can gamble more than you can in the city of Knoxville. So we'll see how this works out for us.
Burris in the front court. 2:15 left to play. Throws it right side for Albie. Set some big points. Throws it Steen. Right elbow jump shot. Too strong. Rebound tracked down by Womble. Upperman wanted a foul. They're not going to get it.
Terrible
Fulton
pass.
Threw it away. Womble tipped by Phillips. Here's Cobb. He lost it. Tracks it down to the corner. Wanted a 3. Throws it to Bush. He'll
short.
Shoot it. It's no good. Rebound Johnson. Kicks it out to Bush. Upperman resets. Martin taps it away. Steen has it, and
that's
he's fouled
foul.
By Johnson.
That's 2 shots. Let's go make
hectic
some free throws.
Basketball here. That's the last one they can give, Coach.
Oh, it's just 3?
Yeah, just 3. So okay. That's 4 there. Foul is on Johnson.
Jamari's got to win the battle on the backside. That's why he's coming out of the game. You stand there and watch.
1:49 left. Precious time ticking off the clock for Upperman as Fulton still leads by three.
Yeah, great job by Nick. You know, great job, or by Albie recovering on the play, getting his hands on the ball. Rajon's got to take care of the basketball.
Yep, that was a silly pass. And an almost silly pass there as Phillips almost steals it away. Gets it to Burris. Burris double teamed. Sees a trap. Steen gives it to Womble. 15-footer. Rajon, no.
Big
offensive
rebound.
Board Steen. He's got 12. Kicks it out to Albie. Fulton can reset. Albie, a drive, a kick. He traveled. Tough one there. 95 seconds left to play and a turnover for Fulton, but a good drive from Albie.
You got to let him play.
Man. Yeah, that's tough. Didn't come to a jump stop, which is tough, and you teach it, but still.
I mean, you got to make the open pull-up. Yep. Jody's done this so long, though. You know you got to let kids play because you make that shot, it puts you up five. We're good.
90 seconds left. Fulton still by three.
Back door.
They try it. A wobble all over it. Gets it now to Maynard. Back to Cobb. Yet to
help.
Score. Excuse me, he only has 2 points in this fourth quarter.
He's
guarded
it.
By Steen. Here comes Cobb. Right side Maynard. He drives, takes one dribble, picks it up. He has nothing. And a timeout call by Bobby McWilliams. They'll have two left. And, man, this is –
it's what you want.
Been incredible. Upperman has been held scoreless for the last 2 minutes, 35 seconds. Four turnovers for Upperman in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, this is what you want. I mean, you're built on defense.
Yep.
Right? You're built on defense for a reason. We've not shot it well. It's kind of been a weird, funky matchup zone, which they knew they were going to get. You got to be able to make some shots, open shots there in the middle, open shots on the three. But this is exactly what you want in basketball. The big thing right here is you got to get a stop, but you got to get a rebound after the stop, and then they're going to foul, and you're about to make free throws.
Yep.
This possession right here coming out, you know the ball is going to go through Cobb.
Yep.
He's probably
they're going to get him off a drive, or are they going to shoot a three?
They can't post him up, so they're going to try to get him on a drive or a kick out. He can't post Steen up.
No.
Just not physically strong enough, but Nick's going to do a good job of not reaching.
Yep.
And staying in front of him. So this last of 111, this is why you earn your Saturday night.
Fulton's got fouls to give, just one in this quarter, so they can foul three times. Fulton shooting 39% from the field. Upperman's 41. And you mentioned free throws. Don't want to put Upperman on the line, but they can play aggressive, 19 to 20 from the stripe. Fulton's just shot 5 of them, but have hit 4. And the next foul against the Bees will mean free throws. They're still down by 3.
Bush has to get it in.
And he throws it to Maynard. Now here's Cobb.
Everybody's got to be in the gap.
Steen right on Cobb. Drives right side. Steen cuts him off. Drives inside. Stole it away. Great hands from Nick. Burris has the ball. 55 seconds left to play. Upperman's going to foul here. Burris drives. Fouled by Bush. 2 free throws for Justin Burris. What a stop there from Steen.
Great
Gotta knock
job.
Him down from the line.
Kept his nose on the basketball the entire time he was guarding him. Never let him go on his hip, so he was able to use his strength right there just to keep in front of him. 2 big free throws right here.
First one from Burris. Big one. Got it. 50-46 with 50 seconds left. Still plenty of basketball left.
We got a rebound down here on this other end. They're going to take a quick shot. I think Cobb tries to get to the rim right here.
Yep.
And if we help, he'll kick. If not, he's going to try to get an one.
Burris, the second. Huge. 51-46. Fulton. Cobb takes the inbounds. Got to go.
Don't reach.
45 seconds left to play. Steen draws the assignment on Mr. Basketball. He gives it up. Torrance back to Cobb. 30-footer from Cobb. Got it. Are you serious?
It's all right.
Cobb from the logo gives him 31. And it's 51-49 Fulton. That was a great shot, and you got to tip your cap to a shot like that. I mean, thought he was going to take you off the bounce. He lines up a 30-footer and nails it.
Yeah, we did a good job right there. Nick got caught like on the action, you know, coming off that bottom of that screen, and he just took a good shot. 24 did a good job of screening Nick off of him to keep him away. So you got 4 timeouts, Tommy. You got to use those wisely. You got to make free throws. I think the biggest thing right here is Can you make free throws? And then can you manufacture one more stop and get a rebound? One more stop. You're probably two free throws and a rebound away from playing on Saturday night right here if we can execute.
You have to take care of this basketball for 15 seconds, get it into the half court before they foul you, because they're going to try everything to get a steal here in this full court press.
Yeah, it's going to be very physical, too.
You got to value it, but you got to hold on to it for 15 seconds. They're going to foul you, and you got to hit two free throws. Womble will throw it in. Upperman in a man-to-man press. Womble looking. Nothing doing. You got to burn one, and he does. Good job. They've got three left in their pocket. Womble burns one there, and nothing doing. There's a doubled Steen off the screen. Maynard and Cobb went with him. They don't guard the inbounder. And it's a full timeout called for Fulton. Again, winner faces Alcoa or Tullahoma. Both teams in the tunnel set to duke it out. 15 minutes after this one's gone.
He can run the baseline. We didn't throw the ball in bounds. Yes, we can run the baseline. Sorry, I got caught up in coaching.
It's all good.
We've got to do a good job here of Nick's going to have to post the guy to get the ball inbounds. They double Steen coming off the screen, and that's what they're going to do. I think if we line Nick up where he can post and get the basketball inbounds, we'll be just fine.
Yep.
It's so hard late in the game when they start letting you hold and grab to according what happens. As if you're up two right here, you probably want it to be caught a little bit tighter.
Yep.
And I think the difference in the second half is we've held him to 9 points.
It's been huge.
And he scored three with 40 seconds to go. So I think we've done a good job. That's the first time he scored against Nick since we went that way with 4 minutes to go in the fourth.
You love this here. Out of the timeout, all five Falcons huddle up, getting the last signals. I mean, this is a player-led team that are young, but they're energetic and they're passionate. Moreover, they're talented. And out of the timeout, Fulton now has three guys at half court. Womble will throw it in. Hairston is back deep. And a foul is called on Bush as he held Burris. And that was easy. Thought you'd have to get it in before they foul. They foul you and no time runs off the clock. So Burris back to the line to shoot two. He hit two just a moment ago.
Yeah, hit two a moment ago. And they did. They held him to play before.
Yeah.
And that's what I was talking about. How do they call the game? Now you got to make free throws and get stops. I think the biggest thing, too, is just knowing whether you're helping off a shooter.
Yep.
It's hard. It's going to be hard to help off four, and it's going to be hard to help off 22.
First one from Burris, big ones. Hit his last three. Fulton by three, 52-49. Torrance back in for Phillips.
Yeah, I would get him back now.
Steen and Hairston were in the lane to rebound, and they back out.
You think we've ever worked together?
You guys are like, what is that, like a symbiotic relationship?
He needs to step up and make this one.
Burris, big one. Got it. Fulton by four, 53-49. Cobb will let it bounce.
You're good.
Gets it to the logo. 37 seconds left to play. Does he take it to the rim or does he drive? He takes it inside. Layup, no, but he's fouled by Steen, and Cobb will shoot two.
That's actually not bad defense.
No, you take that all day.
Yeah, that's pretty good defense. Nick didn't foul him, but the foul's got to be on 42.
He called it
on Nick. Man, what a great job by Steen. Bodied him up the whole time.
53-49. Fouls on Nick. That's his third. Picked up two early in the seconds. Played a clean game ever since. First one from Cobb. Got it. 53-50.
Who's got shooter? Got to make sure the shooter.
Trots to the line. And we'll sub in.
Switch him back, coach.
He does.
All right, now you got to have Justin get the shooter. Nick needs to be by himself. This is a big box out right here.
53-50. Cobb lines up another one. Cans it. 53-51. And a sub here as Crouch will give up in just a few more seconds as Crouch gets in for Bush. Womble will throw it in. Now Steen will throw it in. And they have three timeouts left to play. So looking probably for something to Burris or Womble. Get it right back to him. Throws it left side here for Womble. He's being trapped. And a foul is called on Maynard. And that's just lazy defense there from Upperman. They're trying to get a steal, and Maynard just slapped his wrist. I mean, you had him trapped in the corner. And instead, Womble will walk to the other end to shoot two more free throws.
Why did Rajon not throw the basketball? We want Nick catching the basketball.
53-51, 29 seconds in this one. Womble with big ones. Burris did his part. Rajon follows suit. 54-51. Fulton, Torrance, and Bush back in. Phillips and Crouch will sit. And now Steen and Hairston will go all the way back to get back in defense.
Yeah, Albie, if I'm Albie, I think if you're on 22 or 2, you do not help. I think it's a no-help situation if he makes this one.
Womble can't get it to go. Three-point game. Here's Cobb. Can he tie it up? Crowd rises to their feet. Cobb, they're hounding him. Throws it to Torrance. Precious time running off the clock, and Bobby McWilliams burns his final timeout. So it's do-or-die time for the Bees. 19 seconds left to play. Fulton by three, 54-51. Womble split a pair just a moment ago at the line. He's got 10. Nick has 8 with 12 rebounds. Again, Cobb with 33 for the Bees. 9 of 18 from the field, 13 of 14 from the stripe. You've held him in check in the second half. I also think, I mean, Upperman is, what, sub two people in? He hasn't come out in the second half. He's got to be dog tired.
He has, and he's had the ball in his hand a lot. We've done a really good job with him in the second half, holding him to 11. I think the biggest thing is how you're going to play this. I would say, Jody, knowing what you're going to get, you're going to switch all screen and action, and Nick will be on an island.
Yep.
And then anything 24 sets ball screen-wise is a trap.
Yep.
The only thing that does, it puts you a little bit of disadvantage rebounding, but, man, at this point in time, okay, we went Kiaris, which is smart.
Garris Cox checks in
for Albie.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's a good rebounder. Now, I will tell you the one thing that I don't understand. I don't say I don't like it because Rajon's athletic and can get open, but I think Nick is the guy that we want shooting those free throws.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's Rajon's not a bad free throw shooter. It's just at this point in time, Justin's went 4 for 4.
He's got a rhythm.
And he's got a rhythm. And then Nick's, you know, he's Nick.
Yep.
All right, let's see what we got here.
Maynard will throw it in. They set a screen for Cobb. He has it on the right side. Steen right on his hip. Got nowhere to go. Steen not giving up an inch. We're going to play for the final shot. 12. Cobb pulls up three to tie. No. Rebound. Johnson lost the handle. There's a loose ball picked up by Torrance. Cobb has a look at three. Can't get it to go. 2 seconds. Maynard a shot. No good. Fulton pass for tomorrow.
Let's go.
What a win. And they stun the top team in the state. Cobb with two looks at the horn. Fulton gets a stop. We will see you tomorrow afternoon.
Man, what a sequence.
Woo.
We just had to get a rebound right there, and we just struggled to get a rebound. But what a great job. Fulton High School playing for another state championship.
I didn't want to bring it up at all during the broadcast. Like at all. Like as a jinx. Fulton now 11-1. State semifinal games. The only loss came 3 years ago in 2022. We get to this point. It's not a guarantee, but dadgummit, if it doesn't feel like it, we win these games, and Fulton wins this one. They knock off the Bees of Upperman 54-51. What a tremendous effort for the team from Baxter as they played incredible. Fulton just a little bit better. It's exactly what you thought it would be in a state semifinal. And that's what you love as the Falcon fans rise to their feet. Friday afternoon here in Murfreesboro. I tell you right now,
Albie.
Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, we'll get us a play.
Saturday afternoon, there's going to be a lot of maroon here at the Murphy Center. That's going to be a fun atmosphere as Fulton upsets Upperman, and they will play for a state title tomorrow afternoon. Final score, Fulton 54, Upperman 51.
Tommy,
man, let's catch our breath.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is of what you've just got to see is Fulton was the better basketball team.
Yep.
Ty Cobb was really good tonight. He's a really good player, but Fulton was just the better basketball team. And down the stretch, when you needed stops, your defense held in there and nothing became easy. Falcons are just built on that half-court man-to-man defense. And tonight, it really pulled through there late. You can ask Cobb. I would say the 22 in the first half probably felt the same as the 11 in the second half because
nothing was easy. Didn't score his first points till about a minute left in the first quarter, and from then on he saw a couple go down and he heated up like a microwave. Again, that what you alluded to there, 22 at the half, but Fulton did a nice job to, you can't bottle him up, you can't cut him off, but you can only limit him, and that's what they did. Cobb finishes with 33, game high, leads all scorers, but Fulton just had a little bit extra, as now we see Alcoa and Tullahoma warm up in the second 3A semifinal. How nice would it be to have an all-Knoxville state championship tomorrow?
Oh, it would be awesome. And here's the deal. You know, when you can come down here and win with your I figured he was going to the media room. Had a baby.
Here he is, Justin Burris. Joins us courtside here.
How about those free throws?
As he puts on the headset. Justin, can you hear us all right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Man, that was stressful. That was stressful. Talk about when we're up by two, they foul you, put you on the line. You knocked down four big ones at the free throw line. What was going through your mind in those moments there?
Yeah, it was a big moment, you know. We practice on that every day, you know. Confidence, make all your free throws, you know. Keep us in the game.
You know that Upperman has Ty Cobb. I think everybody in the state knows him. You know he's going to get his. He had 33. You guys did a really good job in the second half just making him earn everything.
Yeah.
What was said at halftime? He had 22 at the half. What was said at halftime to say, hey, he can beat us or we're going to let somebody else beat us? What did you guys do to make it so tough on him in the second half?
You know, we just had to take big charges, big time charges, you know, stick to the game plan, help. And, like, don't let him get anything he wants, you know, making it hard on him.
No, did exactly that.
Yeah, if you think what you said, the charge on the baseline down there that Rajon took when he got beat off the dribble was huge. Justin, you know, I've got to coach you for 3 years, and the way you've played today is really impressive. Yeah.
Congratulations, brother.
Thank you.
Hey, let's go win one more tomorrow, huh?
Got you.
Justin Burris, senior guard. Thank you so much, man.
Go celebrate
with the team, brother. Justin Burris, God, that's a great sight. Thank you so much for your time. Coach, you're getting a little teared up there. That kid has been through a lot in his 4 years. He has, from the time he stepped on campus at Fulton High School to now, man, leaps and bounds the growth that he has made. And you get choked up there just thinking about it. Gosh, that's got to be awesome. That's why you coach these kids.
Struggled last year all year. He's been the, and I told Nick this because I can, he's been the MVP of this basketball team for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to see for him. He's just such a good kid. And he's earned it. To see him perform the way he's performed in the region, the sub-state, and the state tournament is just absolutely remarkable. There's no substitute for hard work,
no.
Tommy. And you know it's not easy being a Falcon. And he's persevered. I was messing with him the other day, and I said, man, if you'd have played like this last year, we'd still not be playing basketball. But it's a really cool moment for Coach Wright and the legacy that he has built. But the buy-in from everybody that he's coached over the years, including guys like you, the team you played for and all that, it's just remarkable. The legacy of Coach Rye, and then to see guys like Justin Burris do what he is doing.
That's Fulton in a nutshell right
there.
That is
Fulton in a nutshell.
That's Fulton in a nutshell. That's what you love about it. He'll play for Fulton's what could be their sixth state title in the school's history, as what a game it was. Fulton gets the win 54-51. We take a look at the final numbers. Upperman's season comes to an end at 31-6. Again, led by Ty Cobb, 33 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, had 7 turnovers. I'd like to see, probably had, what, 3 or 4 in the last couple minutes?
Turnovers.
Had 7 turnovers.
That's huge. Two charges, 7 turnovers. Yeah, that was big. I felt like the game flipped when they got a steal. Rajon's trying to throw it to Nick.
Yep.
They get a steal. Albie comes down and gets a tip when he tries to go behind.
And Cobb taps it out of bounds. You're exactly right.
Yeah, and then we come down and score on a shot fake from Joe and a bucket. That was a huge play in the game. But Tommy, there's no secret sauce. Defense wins this time of year.
Yep.
And the amount of turnovers they had
18. We had 9.
And at the half, Tommy, they had 10. So our pressure was relentless. It didn't change. You know, it's hard to believe that we end up tying them on the glass. And we talked about early, win the boards, if you can turn them over and not turn the basketball over, that was the two keys. Then what's the free throw line going to look like? And I felt like the first half, the free throw line kept them in the basketball game.
Yep. I would agree. Cobb again with the 33. Joseph Maynard had 4. All at the free throw line, had 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and 4 steals. Jack Torrance battled foul trouble all night. 3 points for him, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 7 turnovers for Torrance. Collier Bush had a big 3 late in the game, had an assist and a turnover as well. Colton Johnson had the opening 4 points of the game, just 4 points the rest of the way, as he has 6 rebounds, an assist, and 2 turnovers. Upperman shoots 13 of 33 from the field, 21 of 22 from the free throw line. Scoring by quarter, they had 8 in the first, 24 in the second, 9 in the third, 10 in the fourth. What's that adage from Coach Wright, 10 points a quarter? Take out the second quarter, that's exactly what you did against Upperman. I mean, 8, 9, and 10. That wins you basketball games. For Fulton, they improved to 26-9. Season's still alive. They play against the winner of Alcoa and Tullahoma tomorrow. Just 1 Falcon at double figures. It was Rajon Wamba with 10. 3 of 3 from beyond the arc, and he hit a free throw, had a rebound, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Nick Steen with a quiet night as he battled foul trouble with 8 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, a block, and 4 steals. Chaz Wood with 7 points all in the first half, had a rebound and an assist. For Justin Burris, hit 4 huge free throws late, had 8 points on the night, 2 assists, just a 1 turnover. Jamari Martin, Albie Harris with 6. Jamari with some big rebounds, had 2 offensive rebounds. Harris with 2 big 3-pointers to get to his 6 points. Will Dixon had 5 big ones off the bench. And then Hairston, 5 rebounds, 4 points, 2 steals, and a block for the senior. As that was incredible. And they'll play one more time tomorrow. Coach, final thoughts as we watch Alcoa and Tullahoma playing this one. This is 2 teams that played for a state title last year. Tullahoma lost to Upperman a season ago in the 3A final, and Alcoa played a season ago in the 2A final, lost to Loretto. So these are 2 teams that know how to make it to Saturday in Murfreesboro, and both teams very athletic, very big, and we will see who Fulton plays tomorrow. It'll be really cool to see Fulton and Alcoa at 1:30 here at the Murphy Center.
You know, we had a long drive home Thursday night, and the one thing that we said, I think, before we got to the car was Fulton and Alcoa have been really good for a long, long time, and they've never played each other in the state championship game. And, you know, the way the new alignment is with 4 classifications now, I can think that, you know, will be the thing. My closing thoughts here to let you get off the air and us go get some Demos is Fulton held them to 19 points in the second half, and they only scored 7 from the free throw line. You talk about that 10 points a quarter.
Yep.
In the second half, it showed up. And tomorrow night's effort defensively will be the difference in the basketball game. You can't come out and hope to have a Taj Naj Tyler performance and shoot at 60%.
Yeah.
That's not always going to happen.
Right. That's a dream.
That's a dream. But now we'll need to make some shots. But if we can defend Uncle Tommy, we'll be in good shape.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, I'm hungry. We haven't eaten lunch. Let's go get some lunch. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 1:30 p.m. Central Time. So that's 2:30 Eastern. Fulton against the winner of Alcoa and Tullahoma. The Falcons survive. And playing one more game, they will try to win their 6th state championship in the school's history. And we will have the call for you tomorrow, as this has been Fulton High School Basketball right here on WKCS Radio. We appreciate you tuning in. Just stick around. If you can't listen to us, be sure to make the drive down tomorrow. There's going to be a lot of Falcon fans in attendance. But again, if you can't make the drive, tune in on the radio. We will have it for you right here on WKCS Knoxville. Falcons with the win, 54-51.
Good night. Go Falcons.
You have been listening to live play-by-play coverage of the 5-time state champion Fulton Falcons on WKCS Radio. Join us throughout the season for complete coverage of Fulton basketball right here on your home for Fulton basketball since 1952, Falcon Radio 91.1, WKCS Knoxville, and around the world at WKCSradio.com. This has been a presentation from Fulcom, the Fulton Academy of Communications.